Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here as we kick off the third hour of this program. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. We're trying to demystify the concept of Web3. What does it actually mean? We've got an opinion piece here from Coindesk.com basically saying that Web3 allows for ownership of protocols, websites, gaming, various different, you know, internet-based content and concepts and servers and such. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm nobody and nobody cares.
And Arya.
So you can also weigh in here. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. So we also discussed the Russia-Ukraine disagreement over who slaughtered the civilians in one of the towns, I guess, nearby Kyiv.
Or whether or not there even were civilians slaughtered.
Yes, indeed. And Elon Musk, is he going to be taking over Twitter?
It's so hard to make that argument in the presence of live civilians, though.
Indeed. He's got 9.2% now of
none of them were sufficiently terrified
of the ownership of Twitter, so we can get into that, too. But first, we go to Jack. He's in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live, Jack.
Well, I'd just like to make a point about those civilians that were killed. They were killed not by one government, but they were killed by governments. That line of civilians, did you ever see that video?
What video?
The civilians in Ukraine that are dead on the street.
No, I have not seen the video. Have you?
There's like one picture of it.
Okay, that's not a video, though.
No, okay. There is video of it, but it's only one street. What I'm trying to say is there's supposedly all these dead civilians everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they? I see one picture.
Have you seen Wag the Dog?
Yeah, no, this is what's happening. And some of the people tied up, they had white scarves. Have you ever seen the videos? Look at their hands on their back. There's video and there's pictures. But
wait, there's video and pictures? I thought you said there was only one picture.
No, I said videos. They're using the same one over and over again. There's there's no other photos. It's always the same street. It's like they laid them there and to make a false flag.
For a photo op.
Zelensky
is saying that perhaps instead of getting killed, people just got laid.
I see one of these images here. There's an image of two bodies in the street in Bucha on Saturday. They say, this is CNN.com, a portion of this photo has been blurred to protect the victim's identity. Oh, how convenient.
I'm not used to them doing that for
That's the sort of thing that you want in video evidence.
Right, so you can say, hey, that's my brother.
Identify
right?
who that is.
Like, oh, that's my sister. That's my brother. Yeah, okay, they're dead. I can't reach them anymore. I was wondering what happened, but now we don't know who these people are.
Otherwise, you're like, that's Nan. She lives right down the street. She's still alive. She gave me cocoa earlier this afternoon.
Zelensky tied their hands up, I think, after they were dead. It took pictures and showed it off to try to get more support from the other evil governments in the world, us included.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big old weird thing. It's like television and Netflix all wrapped into real life, real blood, you know?
Worked for Netflix, apparently, or I'm not sure if Netflix's involvement was, but they've put his television show, he's making money from Netflix, we could say, because they put Zelensky's television show on Netflix, the one that he did before he actually became president, where he becomes president in the television show.
Yeah, wow. I mean, come on, you can't write this stuff.
Apparently they did.
Like Mr. Bean, too. He's really good. I mean, he was funny. I watched three episodes of it. It's subtitles, so it's tough to follow. It's not dubbed over. But it's really good for an Eastern European Ukrainian show. The first season is available on Netflix. It's kind of weird, right?
Thanks, Jack, for your call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. It is very strange. But that's reality.
If they just keep reusing the same footage, and if the same footage is being shared with all the news networks, that would make me very suspicious, which, well, not that I didn't start out suspicious, but that would tend to reinforce my suspicions. Also, remember that Biden, before the invasion even happened, said that Russia was going to cook up a false flag in order to justify the invasion. And usually governments accuse other people of the things they do.
True. All right, so back to Web 3. So we got a summary of what Web 3 is to bring you up to speed. According to Coindesk.com, they say Web 3 is different from Web 2 because Web 2 is very centralized. Big mega corporations kind of took over, and now they're going to allow Web 3 allows the users to essentially become investors if they want to be. They become governors of whatever platform we're talking about, to literally set the rules, set the policy by selling the platform sells tokens. And the investors can individually buy those tokens, and then the more tokens you have, the more voting power that you have over the system.
I just realized why this is such a terrible idea. Trolls. The only people interested in doing this and having, you know, stake ownership in the Twitter NFT or whatever that allows them voting rights are going to be trolls.
But a lot of trolls don't want to pay. A lot of trolls just want to post. They don't want to actually put any skin in the game.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of Twitter is, or the whole point of Twitter, the whole point of trolling is create a conflict with somebody else and then just watch the fun, but not have to do it yourself.
I mean, well, it's to create conflict between A and B and then sit back and watch them fight each other.
But usually you want to do it without having to pay anything.
Yeah, you don't want to pay for the resources that A and B are consuming. Now,
it's a matter of investment, right?
It can be done. I'm not saying that there will be no trolling, but you cut down on the amount of trolls to only the most serious trolls who are actually willing to invest their own money in their trolling beyond just, you know, some random posts on some free forum or platform.
Yeah, I mean, and trolls have to move around, because if trolls just take over one place, then nobody will go there except the trolls. Which is that? Is that the Matrix?
That's the Matrix, full of trolls.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fun.
And, well, the thing is...
It used to be, but... No.
I use it, but I mostly just make my own forum.
Well, that's the nice thing about the Matrix is you don't have to play in their rooms. You can make your own room and you can keep them out if you want to.
I mean, when it was Discord, it was a lot of fun because we had a lot of really clever, amusing trolls. But I don't know if it's just that, you know, I'm 3 years into this, so I'm just now seeing that, you know, people are posting the same crap over and over and over, thinking themselves original and creative, or if it's that the clever ones didn't migrate to Matrix, but it's... They've got four different jokes, and they just alternate between them indefinitely.
So the main criticism of Web3 technology is that it falls short of its ideals. According to Coindesk.com, ownership over blockchain networks is not equally distributed, but concentrated in the hands of early adopters and venture capitalists. A public spat recently erupted on Twitter between Block Incorporated CEO Jack Dorsey and various venture capitalists regarding Web3.
Block Incorporated?
Yeah, they changed the name from Square to Block.
Oh, okay, that's right. I heard that.
Bringing this debate to the forefront, at the heart of the critiques is the idea of decentralization theater, where blockchain projects are decentralized in name but not in substance. Private blockchains, VC-backed investments, or decentralized finance protocols, where just a few people hold the keys to hundreds of millions of dollars, are all examples of decentralization theater. And despite the supposedly leaderless community of protocols, there are clear figureheads. And then they give some examples like Vitalik Buterin, the co-founder of Ethereum, continues to have over his network, even though he's no longer involved in its development. So there are problems, obviously, here, but they do say that Web3 has a lot of potential. Whether it's too idealistic to put into practice will be something that everyday users will discover over the next decade. How much time? They give video games as an example here. Aria, you do some gaming here and there.
Yeah.
How much time of your gaming time do you want to spend governing the game worlds that you game in?
If it's like a strategy game? Or you just... I'm not sure I understand the question.
Like setting all the rules for the game and coming up with, you know, I don't know, who to hire for doing the artwork. I'm not sure what all the questions are.
That's why I buy games and I don't create games.
Yeah, let somebody else make those
decisions. I think it would be like open source where not every user would be...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio here tonight. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. And what's happened with the whole Trump social, truth social, as they call it? According to the Daily Beast, it's doing even worse than you probably think that it is. Plus, Elon Musk purchasing 9.2% of Twitter. What is his goal there? Plus, is the bird flu now the newest fear-mongering thing? We can talk about all those things. Of course, your calls come first. Here we go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I just have to... let you know the good news. They are putting 5 mobile speeding units and cameras this afternoon.
That is not good news, Sarah.
Well, for me, I've been working on this, fighting over this for the last 17 years. It is good for me.
Why is it good for you?
Because why is it good for me?
Yeah.
Because
you're just going to be hurting your neighbors.
No, the speeders and the red light.
Those are your neighbors. Everyone speeds.
Well, everyone speeds, but when it hits a school bus at a stop sign and puts 7 people in the hospital,
going straight to it. Sarah, what's yellow and can't swim?
I have no idea.
A school bus full of kids.
But recently they got killed. I mean, one of the drag racers hit one of the school buses, and like 9 kids got put in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. There's no punchline to that one, Sarah.
Well, it's just more proof that we don't need government schools. If there was no government schools, then there'd be no government school bus, right?
Well, I mean, but no, this is meant
what makes
for
you
traffic
think getting
safety?
Rid of speeding or that adding cameras is going to stop people from speeding?
Well, you know what I mean? It's just like cameras in the stores. It reduces shoplifting. Okay?
Actually,
it does help.
Studies show that having it just like a painting of an eyeball reduces shoplifting far more than any amount
really?
Of security cameras. Yeah, because people just innately feel like
they're being watched.
An eyeball, even if it's just a painting or a photograph or something.
Hilarious.
So instead of doing all of that, Sarah, just throw up some paintings of eyeballs, and studies suggest you would probably see fewer speeders.
It'd be a lot cheaper, too. You wouldn't have to pay for the tech, right? Because those cameras with the radar, I'm sure they're paying somebody's politically connected company. Some politician's got a brother that runs the company that makes the speed cameras, and they're getting a huge deal out of the state of New Mexico or Albuquerque or whatever, paying probably millions of dollars to get these speed cameras installed, and you could just have some, mass-produced eyeball paintings.
Yeah, and then no one's getting arrested or fined or anything.
What some jurisdictions do is just park empty police cars by the side of the road.
That does have an effect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
If you want to be really fancy, put a dummy in.
One more thing is that, I'm so happy because they're going to say that end of this year, maybe 7 months from now, they said, we're going to bring him back 7 months from now, and we got him turned on this afternoon. I was ready to jump out and I was just so happy because they keep yo-yoing around. They say they're going to do something, and it's like, well, maybe 3 months from now, maybe 5 months from now. But they
well,
just got
then you'll
on.
Have to let us know if you see a big decline in the amount of school bus deaths.
I'm willing to bet that you won't. However, I did quickly pull up the article that I was thinking about. It's 40% was the decline in thefts just from having, pictures of eyeballs on the wall. And not like in a creepy way, right? Not like the wallpaper.
How can that not be creepy?
No, I don't know. Just have a nice painting of someone's eyeball, right?
Well, how about this? Most of the cameras that are there, it's decoy, believe it or not.
Okay.
So then there's only like 2 cameras that are actually active, but they put the dome black to fool the customers. They make it look like there's actually more active cameras.
They're not
than
customers.
They
they're victims. These are victims. These are people who are being threatened with violence if they don't pay the fees that they're being demanded from these cameras.
Calling taxpayers customers is like calling rape victims wives.
Well, I'm talking about the in the store, the shoplifters. What I'm saying is the store, they only have three active cameras that are really watching, and they have the bogus
ones.
Well,
you're not an expert. You don't work in the loss control industry, do you?
No, but this is what one of my friends that told me that work in the store.
It may be true that some stores are that way, and other stores may actually have full coverage of cameras.
Even if you have full camera coverage, it's unlikely that the cameras are fully being watched.
Sure, there's usually only one guy or something like that, and he can only watch so many at once. Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. You can, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. So we were discussing the Twitter situation where Elon Musk has purchased over 9% of the Twitter stock. That makes him the number one holder of Twitter stock. You suggested maybe that would get him a seat on the board of directors. Nobody?
Well, I think he could probably get one being the number one shareholder in the company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not unlikely. And also that gives him the number one block to vote at shareholder meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there are going to be people at Twitter there are people who already hold Twitter stock who are going to be sympathetic to his ideas, either because they care about free speech or because they think Twitter will be more profitable if they stop alienating half the country and throwing them off the platform. So, you know, he would probably have allies already. Then the other thing that he could do, or that somebody else could do, is if he intends to be an active shareholder, and he did poll his Twitter followers before he did this, asking them about what they thought about Twitter as a free speech platform.
It looks like detail I got wrong about this. I had said, he bought the stock, and then the price jumped up. No, what happened was he had bought the stock many days ago, apparently,
mm-hmm.
and then revealed that he'd purchased it today, essentially. And that's what jumped the price up, or within the last 24 hours. That's what jumped the price up. So he may have actually done that poll after having purchased the stock.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And the majority of the respondents said that Twitter is violating the principles of free speech.
Yeah, and that all that means is they can see a barn by daylight. but the Hunter Biden laptop story, Twitter played a huge role
in
rigging the election. Twitter disinformation rigged the 2020 election, even if the other Democrats didn't. This is vitally important.
I don't know if you can say they rigged it, but they certainly did their best to,
That's what I was thinking. I'd be more inclined, I think, to vote for the president whose son was out there doing blow and hookers.
It's not the hookers and blow. It's getting paid off by the Ukrainian oil companies for influence. Now, whose back does Biden have right now? The Ukraine. Coincidence? I don't know.
Yeah, more coming up here. You can share your thoughts at 603-283-6160 and bring up whatever's on your mind on Free Talk.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia is facing revulsion and accusations of war crimes as the world is seeing streets and yards outside of Kyiv strewn with corpses. The bodies appear to be civilians, some possibly killed at close range. Germany and France reacted by kicking dozens of Russian diplomats out of their country, suggesting that they were spies. President Biden says his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, should be tried for war crimes. Here in the States, two more Republicans have signaled their support of Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. The support from Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Utah's Mitt Romney all but assures that Jackson will become the first black woman to be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. Murkowski and Romney joins Maine Susan Collins as the only Republicans who have signaled their support for the nomination. The Dow closed up 104 points. This is USA Radio News. Jury selection has begun for the shooter in the worst school shooting in American history. Nicholas Cruz is suspected of gunning down 17 students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida in 2018. More than 120 of the first 160 prospective jurors that filed through the courtroom were dismissed. Most said it would be impossible for them to serve from June to September. Cruz pleaded guilty for the shooting back in October. The jury will only decide whether he will be put to death or sent to prison for life without parole. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she will not seek a second term. Her successor will be picked next month. Lam's term has been marked by protests calling for her resignation, a security crackdown on dissent, and a COVID wave that has overwhelmed the health system. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is now the largest shareholder in the social media platform Twitter. His purchase of more than 73 million shares cost him $2.9 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have for you then. That's freetalklive.com. We have archives, by the way. You can download episodes of the show going back for many years, all for free at freetalklive.com. You can also follow our podcast by subscribing. Just get the RSS feeds over at feeds.freetalklive.com. We have different feeds that may fit different demands. There's the full show, full archive, everything that's in the podcast. There's that version. There's the digest only, and then there's the shows only. You can go and get any one of those, or more than one, for free over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jay Noon calling us from New Hampshire. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So I got like a couple-minute little rant here, sort of. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. So you ever see something for the first time and you can't unsee it?
Sure.
Like buying a specific car and you see the same car again everywhere.
Yeah.
The listeners might know. My family is under attack by New Hampshire DCYF. So I have spent most of my livestock to a friend's farm and spent about 60 hours of research so far into DCYF. The massive amount of cover-ups, corruption, they lose kids, they hang kids, pedophiles, and murderers.
And, by the way, the video of them trying to come to your house is over at freekeen.com. So anybody that heard your call a few days ago when you were talking about that, if they want to see what actually happened, it's about a 5-minute long video, and it is there at freekeen.com.
You handled that well.
Thank you. Yeah, I haven't. My wife did not like the part where I said I gotta get off the couch, put down my beer, and shut off the television because
you don't watch television.
Things are false.
Yeah,
I don't own a television, and I don't own any beer. I don't even like beer.
I thought about that when you said it. I was like, I can't imagine Jay Noon sitting on the couch in front of a television drinking beer. I just don't see it.
I didn't think about it in that capacity, but now that you mention that, yeah, I can't see it.
It's kind of an inside joke with Ernie Hancock and I. Ernie says, they're going to make you. They're going to make you get off the couch, put down your beer, and shut off the TV and go do something.
Yeah, I caught it as more of a statement about the average American and what they aren't doing. But, yeah, I definitely see how someone could misinterpret that statement.
So I want to go on here. I prepared this so I could kind of stay straight with it.
Okay.
What I've seen is people are literally being programmed or zombified by big tech. Do you guys know how long smartphones have been available?
Maybe almost 15 years. I think BlackBerries were around in like 2008 or so.
I think the original iPhone came out in like 2007.
Yeah.
And YouTube's been, Facebook's 18 years old, Yahoo 28 years old, Apple 46 years old, Microsoft 47,
mm-hmm.
and the government gives poor people smartphones for free right now, and it has been for a long time. The youth are being zombified by big tech-controlled internet devices and social media. The problem I'm starting to see here is working-age people who have been using big tech-controlled, government-subsidized devices from a young age, as much as a few months old. This is why nobody wants to work that's young. I mean, most people under 30 have no concept of working or hard work or even care to.
Mm-hmm.
So this is leading to this labor shortage, I believe. Also, the babies are getting their dopamine hits from big tech-controlled devices that friends of Jeffrey Epstein, who influence and support these internet devices, there's all kinds of stories on the internet. If you just internet search dopamine and internet devicing, it's just page after page on how internet rewires the brain.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dopamine addiction to internet. And the thing is from the time our babies are born until the time we allow them into the world alone, we moms and dads totally control what they consume. We control their food. We control whatever media they consume. We control everything. So it means we also control how these kids get their dopamine hits, and how they're getting their dopamine hits as their brains are developing is very critical. We can quite simply keep our kids off of these devices. And, I have a two-year-old girl, a seven-month-old son. And it's amazing how smart they are and how fast they learn. Their brains are developing at a faster rate, and most people don't even realize this. And I don't. The only reason I know is because I'm with them every day.
Mm-hmm. Not true for a lot of parents. A lot of parents, of course, are pawning their kids off on those devices. But it used to be television was the device of choice when a lot of us were growing up, and now it's tablets and things like that. And, you say it's easy to keep them off. Well, yeah, maybe at age 2 and 7 months.
I was thinking the same thing.
Once they start to get friends and want to leave the house and go explore the world, they're going to come across devices at some point.
Sure. I believe that. So I will not allow my kids to look at devices now. I won't allow them to get their dopamine hits from the same people who suppress good old-fashioned American values and freedom while at the same time protecting the pedophile elite. You guys know exactly what that statement means. You know who controls all these internet devices that are in front of the kids. My daughter gets her dopamine hits from feeding chickens, feeding pigs, feeding calves, feeding goats. She also collects eggs all by herself. I built a toddler-friendly chicken coop. So because when she was 8 months old,
you shouldn't keep children in coops.
CYF is making notes right now.
yeah, they probably are. So, I have her in a toddler carrier, And, you know, since the time, like, whatever, you could put them in there, 5 months old or something. Mm-hmm. And I have her with me, you know, doing simple farm chores, like, you know, throwing some grain to some animals and getting the eggs out of the chicken coop. Well, about 8 months old, she just starts reaching for the eggs and puts them in the egg crate. And now she just does it all by herself, and she's two.
That's great.
She fills up water buckets. She fills up grain buckets. I got her these little grain buckets so she can carry grain and water buckets like that. And she just loves it. One of the funnest things a kid can do is feed a pig. And I don't know if you guys ever seen pigs when you feed them like bread and yogurt and grain. Oh, pigs just love to eat, and they make all kinds of great noises.
I always see them in donuts.
And I leave her with a bucket of water to fill up while I walk a couple heavy buckets of water. Like where we feed the pigs is about 50 foot from the water thing. And she shuts the water faucet right off when the bucket's right about 3/4 so I can carry it and not spill it.
Nice.
And if I take, and she'll bring, and she doesn't go mess with that water faucet until we need water, which is really good. A lot of my friends think she was going to be relieving the water on it. She doesn't. She also helps make meals every day. She's been cracking eggs on her own to make omelets since she was like 14 months old. Some of you guys, I know Bonnie's seen these videos. And then, like, we have certain items in the refrigerator we allow her to get by herself. Like, she likes to get spinach so we can mix spinach in with the omelets, and she likes to eat apples. In fact, we were in one of the local stores a couple weeks ago, and they got all this, like, candy and junk food, and these kids are looking at it, and she's in there, and the kids about her age are trying to look at this candy thing, and she walks over to the little deli and just grabs a green pepper and takes a bite out of it and, like, walks over to the other kid and tries to, like, give it to this other toddler. And the parents were really cool. You know, some parents freak out. Don't want your kids anywhere near them, but these guys are cool. And the kids, like, had no interest in the green pepper, and my daughter had no interest in the candy. And these kids were, like, 5 and 4, and they're like, well, we let them buy a candy once a week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Don't do that. Don't feed your kids candy. Don't feed them, soda. And
so, Jay, where are we going with all this? You've done good raising the kid.
Yeah, you're talking to the childless here.
I'm just amazed, well, man, because I know adults that I don't trust to crack an egg open.
Well, where do we go with this? This is going to be a major problem. We've got a lot of people who just, their dopamine has just been just raped by big tech.
We do. We can talk about it coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts because, I mean, tech is so much a part of our life.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want in the remaining moments that are happening now. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Breaking news, apparently, according to Keith Ammon, who is a Free State Project mover here to New Hampshire, who's also a Free State, he's a Liberty rep, a state representative. He is one of the co-sponsors of a bill that was apparently now signed, surprisingly, by the governor, who went on an insane tear of emergency orders during COVID. And now,
and for those who think that was hyperbolic, no, dude went insane. He was like out there tweeting about how he was being, his life was being threatened because people were protesting and happened to be armed.
Yeah.
In New Hampshire.
But now this very same governor has signed a bill that actually, apparently, it's a very short bill, HB 440, that prohibits the suspension of the New Hampshire Constitution, the suspension of civil liberties during a state of emergency. So
that's good. Has he grown a conscience?
It is election year, so it could be that you know, he just wants to get reelected. But let's go back to Jay Noon. He's on the line in New Hampshire. He's been having some trouble with DCYF recently, but that wasn't the reason you were calling tonight. You weren't giving us an update on the situation that you faced, Jay.
Something's been sort of activated in me, and you guys know I've been about, you know, probably ever since you know me, this building confidence in the youth, mm-hmm. because I've been saying for more than a decade, confident people don't need government, but people who lack confidence really want government. And if we have people, if we can have, can raise our, invest in our posterity, so they grow up to be confident and they feel like they have self-worth and they have skills and they're not worried about, you know, trying to find a job somewhere, or they don't, you know, need to go to a college to prove themselves to the world and have, you know, $500,000 of college debt and, you know, a job that doesn't pay crap when they get out of college. We're going to be in a lot better place. And Mike Rowe, I've been listening to him a little bit. I don't know if you guys have followed him lately, but.
That's the dirty jobs guy, right?
Yep. So he has a scholarship foundation to, like, send kids to trade school. If you have a welding certificate right now, and, like, anyone could obtain a welding certificate, Literally, it's like a $5,200 course. It's about 6 to 8 weeks long, depending on when and where. And you're worth about $100,000 a year just to show up at a job site with your club and your welding helmet right now.
Not you don't have to actually weld?
No. You use their welder. For example, Joe Gibbs Racing. They build racing, all kinds of aluminum stuff. They do a bunch of, it's a big welding shop. Mm-hmm. You know, the people there are all making like $140,000 a year. These guys who, weld and machine in these, like Sig Sauer and, Smith & Wesson and all that. And you know, even me, I charge $125 an hour for whatever work I do. And I do a lot of heavy equipment repair. In fact, I haven't done any work in the past, 8 days. And, I have a good skill set, and I set myself up in a position. And also, I'm having kids at an older age too. I'm 40 when I had my first kid, so it's a lot different. I'm very seasoned, and I, have developed my skills quite well. So I can afford to be a full time stay at home dad and literally work 12 hours a week.
Nice.
This is the difference
between someone who plans a family and somebody who just accidents into it.
Correct. Right. Yeah. You guys were all at my wedding. You know the deal. So, Jay,
what are we going to do about this? I mean, you've correctly identified that people are addicted to devices. Somebody sent me a great book while I was in jail last year after we were raided for the Crypto 6 situation. I was in there, and you were as well, nobody. I had a lot of time to read while I was there, and one of them was all about the addiction that people have to devices. And I'll admit it, I spend probably too much time on these devices. Now, of course, the excuse is that, I need them for work. Not everybody is in the work with your hands world, but it is something that I'm aware of. It's something we've talked about for years here on Free Talk Live, and it is definitely something that disproportionately, I think, affects younger people because, as you put it, they are literally raised with a device in their hands from age zero these days.
While their brain is developing, a lot of the reason I think that the college people don't have any critical thinking skills, academics, is because they have spent their entire brain development years being in some form of government indoctrination camp, so they never had a chance to exercise their critical thinking skills. But there are exceptions. If you grew up on a farm, or your mom was an entrepreneur, or your mom was like, hey, you're 14, go work at Kmart, and kick you out of the house. I have friends that grew up in urban city areas that have great work ethic because their mom and dad was like, "Go, you can work now. It's legal for you to work. You're going to Kmart."
Kids don't even know what Kmart is anymore. Did you know there's only 3 Kmarts left in the entire United States, last I saw?
Wow. The Kmart in Palmer, Massachusetts was really cool because they were so cool about hiring 14-year-olds, but a lot of the places didn't really want to hire kids, but Kmart was like, yeah, we'll hire you. We'll put you to work. Go stack boxes. They were pretty amazing. A lot of people actually sort of gave Kmart good reviews that worked there. I never worked Kmart because I always had a farm job, but,
I did. I worked there for four years of my life, and
definitely not Kmart.
I would say it was a positive experience. So, Jay, thanks for the call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. It's something that people are going to have to work on to break their addictions to these things and create some sort of a healthy habit. It's not an easy thing because they are very addictive. The dopamine hits that he's talking about is a real thing.
To me, it matters what you're doing because I sit in front of a computer all day, every day.
So do I.
For 20 hours, but I'm not sitting there mindlessly scrolling down something. I check Telegram every few hours, and the rest of the time I spend on a different virtual terminal writing code.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel badly about that. Dopamine hits from it? I don't know. I think you get dopamine hits whenever you do something successfully.
Yeah.
I think technically you should probably spend more time looking at Telegram and other time-wasting things.
Why?
Isn't it
something like every 40 minutes you're supposed to, you know, change tasks, do something. If you're trying to be productive, take a break every half hour or something like that, a 15-minute break. There's some sort of ratio that you're, if you're working for like 3 hours straight, by the end of that third hour stretch, you're obviously not as productive as you were during the first hour. See, some people have done these studies and they've worked it out where, like, I don't remember the exact numbers, but it's like every 40 minutes you should take a 20-minute break or something like that.
Seems like too long to me, but if you're really into what you're doing.
I'm changing tasks constantly, and, you know, I'll be writing some JavaScript, and I'll be writing some Java, then I'll be, you know, working on the server, working on the client, so I never really get burned out on one task, and if I do, I switch to another task.
Yeah, I think maybe it makes a difference if you hate what you're doing or not, so, like, maybe they're studying people who just are working at some sort of mind-numbing job or whatever, but like I can think of times when I've edited video for hours at a time, and just it's so easy to just put 6 hours into, you know, a 6-minute long video or whatever. And if I'm into it, then I'm into it. And I, the only time I'll stop is if I have to hit the bathroom or go get something to eat. But otherwise, I just keep pounding away at it because it's something that's rewarding.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I show up here sometimes at 7, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm starving to death. I have to get food right now. It's because I've been working, and I haven't been... I haven't even known I was hungry.
Let's go to Waldog in Michigan, listening to WKHM in Jackson. Go ahead, Waldog.
Hey, thanks, Ian. The Biden crime syndicates and big problems here because... it looks like Tony Bobulinski's going in front of the grand jury there. A lot of Hunter's business partners, they're either in jail or they're floating face down in the Yangtze River in China. But we're looking at tax evasion, money laundering, commingling the funds. It's really, really ugly here. And he got kicked out of the Chateau Morneau.
Kicked out of what?
The Hollywood Hotel, where it's hard to get kicked out of. I mean, Led Zeppelin was took their Harleys through the corridor, and that's where Belushi had his speedball and stuff. But you know, this guy's just horrible, man. The way he lives.
You're saying he was so so much of a problem that they had to kick him out of this hotel.
He's at another motel.
Unfortunately, we're out of time for tonight, but Waldog, feel free to call in earlier any other time, and you're welcome to talk about whatever's going on with Hunter Biden, which, you know, of course, there's the laptop, the emails and all that, the photos that have come out. A lot of the mainstream media denied that laptop existed, and now they're having to admit that it was actually real. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.